Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us. And Chuck, let's talk about the business at hand going on in Washington. The Rules Committee, the House Rules Committee, is preparing for a vote. The full vote of the House would be tomorrow, and it would be on procedures for impeachment of the president. Tell me where we are in this thing right now.
We're pretty much where we've always been on this. It's just the inside the beltway games that these people are so good at playing. In this regard, what happened was the Democrats got caught in an untenable position of holding secret meetings in a dungeon while calling for transparency. And they got caught doing that, and the public has rebelled against what they were doing. So now they're trying to undo the mess they created themselves by claiming that they're now going to bring this thing to the forefront and out into the open air where everybody can see what they're doing. But it's just not going to work for them because a lot of the damage has already been done. A lot of the testimony has already been given. The Republicans have already been shut out. And a lot of the changes that I've read that they're making, you know, still aren't really sufficient to justify this impeachment proceeding that they're embarking on.
Let me ask you, this: a lot of people say this is going to be a test vote, that a lot of Democrats from swing districts and even Trump districts are going to be hard-pressed to vote for impeachment. For somebody like Mark Amadei, who has supported the Democrats and the desire to allow the impeachment inquiry to go forward, the impeachment inquiry, not impeachment, what happens here? And what does Mark Amadei do when the vote for impeachment procedures comes up?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of the reporting on exactly what Congressman Amadei's position is has been erroneous. It wasn't the impeachment inquiry or the impeachment process that he was supporting. He said that a whistleblower filed a complaint and that the whistleblower's complaint should be followed up on as per current proceedings. And then if they find something there that's actionable, then, okay, we'll take a look at it and I'll decide what I'm going to do there. But he has never said that he supported impeachment itself. And I'm sure that Congressman Amadei is going to be, you know, exactly where he needs to be once all the facts finally do come forward on this. I'm sure he'll be supportive of us.
How tough a vote will this be for Democrats who live in Trump districts, in some cases where Trump won by 15, 20 points? How do these Democrats vote for impeachment?
Well, we all know that that's the reason why Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Pelosi, you know, decided to launch this thing unilaterally on her own and try to keep the proceedings hidden, because this is all about politics. This is about protecting those members of Congress who are in those swing districts, including Susie Lee right here in Nevada in Congressional District 3. They do not want to have these Democrats in those swing districts actually on record supporting impeachment, but they're not going to be able to get away with it now. Well, they still might. They have enough of a buffer, Kevin, in the House that they could allow a number of these Democrats in swing districts to go ahead and abstain from the vote or even vote no against impeachment. And I did see yesterday on Twitter at least one Democrat has already come forward and said that he won't be voting for this resolution, for these proceedings to go forward under the draft resolution. And I'm sure we're probably going to see more, but we won't see enough to actually derail the process. This thing, this train's left the station. The Democrats are committed to it, and they're going to make sure, you know, even if it was close, they've got the power and influence to twist enough arms to make sure they have the votes to keep going.
You're a political consultant. If you saw an opponent vote present, what would you do? Would you come out of your shoes and swing for the fences and be able to take somebody out like that?
I don't know if it would be enough to take somebody out. It could be just another straw in the camel's back. It is something, if this issue becomes a defining issue, an issue that actually moves votes among particularly independents, then I would absolutely highlight it and just say, look, this is a person who can't make up their mind, they can't make a decision. I probably wouldn't use the word chicken, but I would use words similar to describe somebody who doesn't have the fortitude to go ahead and make a tough call like that.
My finger was on that 8-second dump button, that delay button. I was just waiting. I was just aching for you to drop in a chicken bomb. Anyway, Chuck Booth joining us.
I wouldn't do that to you, Kevin.
I know you wouldn't. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to talk in our next segment about what has been he has dubbed Camp Poop-a-Lot, and what the Las Vegas City Council has been considering relative to homelessness. It's been an issue in elections recently, and now it's an issue not just here, but in presidential politics as well. We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
With us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 per month for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I know last week on the show you were very, very high on Lisa Song Sutton, who is running for Congress in CD4. And Wyatt Cox, our executive producer, had a chance to visit with her yesterday, and the early indicators very positive for her run for the House.
I came in first in third quarter fundraising among all of the Republicans in this crowded field, and I even outraised some of my opponents 2-1. And our average low dollar online donation was $58. So we're seeing widespread support and excitement about my candidacy, not only throughout the state, but also across the country. And it's across every demographic, and I'm just so grateful for the support.
I know that it is difficult being in a community that is so very deeply blue, as Clark County is, and yet you are running from Clark County in a district that is heavily weighted for Clark County, and yet by and large, the large majority of your district, at least area-wise, is very deeply red. What kind of challenges does that present for you?
I think what's really interesting about this race, and this is why I'm so passionate about running in particular in this district, in District 4, is that it does encompass both these blue and red spots. We're a truly purple district. And what I love about that is that that's the opportunity to show that the GOP is, in fact, very diverse. Myself as a candidate, you know, I'm a young woman, I'm Asian American, and so when I'm out in the community here, at least in Clark County, you have some people who just simply assume that I must be a Democrat because I'm a young woman Asian American, and they just assume, right? And then, you know, maybe they spot the gun on my hip, or maybe they hear me talking about my father and coming from a military family. I have a family members who are currently federal agents with ICE and served with Border Patrol. So obviously I have a certain stance on immigration, on illegal immigration in particular. And so then you can see that they start to pay a little more attention about what my views and values are. And what I appreciate about my candidacy is that I'm able to show that the GOP is, in fact, very diverse. And we're made up of business owners. We're made up of young people as well. We're made up of minorities. And at the end of the day, we all support our president, and we support helping Nevadans.
Lisa Song Sutton, early indicators really positive. Chuck, why do you like her?
Oh, I love a lot of things about Lisa. I think that as you just saw yourself or listened and heard yourself, I mean, she's extremely articulate. She's very comfortable with the media, which is not the case for all too many Republican and conservative candidates. They're usually scared to death of the media, even generally friendly media. She's got a tremendous background story to tell, and she tells it very well. I just think that the difference that I have, or the only thing negative I would say, is I just don't agree with her assessment of Congressional District 4 being a purple district. It simply is not. It is a strong blue district, and I know that she has the ability to reach out to non-traditional constituencies and communities by virtue of her age and her ethnic background, but the fact is, when people go into the voting booth, you know, anywhere from 85 to 90% of Democrats are going to vote for whoever the Democrat is on the ballot. They vote by the party, and same with Republicans. You know, 85 to 90% of Republicans are going to vote for the Republican candidate on the ballot, and so then you got to look at that swing, the independent voters, and where they're going to go. And the consensus generally is that independents lean more to the Republican side, but that's not really true. You have to look at the district itself, and they actually tend to lean toward the majority registration in those districts. So, you know, even if you split the district and say, okay, she and Horsford and Congressman Horsford in the general election would split 50-50 the independents, that's still nowhere near enough, even if she got 60% to overcome the Democrat advantage that Stephen Horsford's going to have.
Okay, I want to talk about Camp Poop a Lot. You were writing over the weekend in Muth's Truths about this proposed piece of legislation before the City Council of Las Vegas, City of Las Vegas, dealing with homelessness. Can you tell me what the ordinance would do, and why are so many people? Tom Steyer, for crying out loud, sends out a press release. Tom Steyer joins Nevadans in opposing Las Vegas proposal to criminalize homelessness. Explain what this ordinance would do, and would it criminalize homelessness?
Well, that's exactly the point, Kevin. You hit the nail on the head. That's the phrase. They're trying to mislead the public into thinking that people are going to be arrested for being homeless, and that's not at all what the proposed ordinance that the City of Las Vegas is proposing would do. What it says is you cannot camp on public sidewalks or on private property. You can't set up tents and essentially, you know, live there and on a public right of way. And if you do, when there are beds available, and that's the key point here, nobody is going to be ticketed or cited for camping on a public sidewalk if there are no beds available at the homeless shelters in the neighborhood where these folks are pitching their tents. It's only would be enforced if beds are not available. So it's about as reasonable as you could possibly get, trying to balance the plight of the homeless with the rights of the public and the business and private homeowners in those areas where the people were setting up these camps. So, you know, it's a common sense, it's a rational decision and ordinance proposal, but, you know, the left just can't stand that. They believe in anarchy and chaos, and people should be allowed to do whatever they want, wherever they want, and that's what the City of Las Vegas is trying to come to grips with.
I want to ask you, because this came up during mayoral, city council debates, town halls that I moderated. And so this question came up from people in the crowd on a regular basis. Are we doing enough for the homeless? What should we be doing that we're not doing? And let me just ask you, homelessness is an issue in our community. It's getting worse, not better. My question is, are we doing enough right now?
Well, it is a vexing issue, and the problem is, you know, there are folks who are homeless who need help, but refuse to take help when offered, and that's the problem that I had with my column over the weekend, which was in response to an op-ed published on Sunday by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The gentleman who wrote the column is homeless himself, and he pointed out that people are abusing alcohol and other substances and aren't refusing to get treatment for those substances, which is what is keeping them in the condition that they're in and yet want to blame the rest of society for not doing enough to help them when they're not willing to do what they need to do to help themselves. We do also have a problem with mental illness among many in the homeless community. And unfortunately, and if you walk through any of these areas where they're homeless, it's not really difficult to pick out a number of people who clearly have such trouble, mental illness problems, but you can't force them into a treatment program or put them somewhere where they protect themselves. They choose to be out on the streets. I don't know that it's a rational decision. I don't know that it's a competent decision, but there's nothing that you can do to force these folks into treatment, and that's part of the big, that's a big part of the problem.
What is it that they're doing? And I've only got a minute, but what are they doing in California, the People's Republic of California, where in Los Angeles and in San Francisco and in Sacramento and different places like that, the homeless are just overrunning communities?
They're overrunning, and that's the other problem, is the sanitary conditions. I mean, there are people using our public streets and sidewalks as toilets. There is even an app, I understand, in San Francisco where you can go on and you can see all the places where people have used the public streets and sidewalks as a bathroom. And it's just, it's unsanitary, it's unhealthy, it's not safe for the general community, and yet this is what Los Angeles and San Francisco, and there was another story in Miami having the same problem in Miami with the homeless. So, you have to find a balance somewhere. You can't simply allow this to continue without doing something to protect the public safety and the public good.
Chuck, if folks want to check out the next Muth's Truths, how do they go about it? How do they reach out?
Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and you can sign up for my Muth's Truths e-newsletter. It's free, delivered right to your inbox.
Chuck, always good, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
You got it. Take care, Kevin.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. We're talking. Oh, coming up. This is going to be amazing. Newt Gingrich is one of the best spokespersons for the Trump administration. I think he's brilliant. I love him to death. In fact, I wish he were in the administration. He had some comments about Nancy Pelosi and being on the verge of political suicide. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House today will begin a formal process which could lead to the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee will meet to determine the scope of the current impeachment inquiry, and the full House would then vote on a resolution concerning the inquiry tomorrow. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
"There is nothing impeachable about this, so why are they dragging us through this once again with..."
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds which are fanning flames of the Kincade Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. It is Live and Local Now. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your health care options. No matter where you're listening, all across the state of Nevada, in SoCal, in the rurals, in Ely. Just make the call, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. As I said, Newt Gingrich has been a tremendous surrogate for the President of the United States, a great spokesman for the campaign and for the administration. But I want you to listen to the classic Newt Gingrich. Was on with Martha McCallum And in getting ready for this vote tomorrow, it's a procedural vote, so it's not like it's they're voting on impeachment. I'll be interested to see how Mark Amadei votes tomorrow, whether he'll vote for the impeachment procedures or against. Don't know. And I'm not even sure that his office has released how he's going to vote. But this was Newt Gingrich. This is cut three. Or I'm sorry, excuse me, cut two. Cut two. Underwhelmed by Nancy Pelosi allowing the impeachment vote on Thursday. This was Newt Gingrich yesterday with Martha McCallum on The Story.
Well, the vote they're going to get is a charade. It's phony. I think what Republicans were saying and what the Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell resolution in the Senate said was they want an orderly process. They want real opportunities for the president and for the Republicans. You know, the Bill of Rights in the Constitution guarantees us due process. This president has been denied due process. This is an unusual proceeding. Neither the Democrats in 1973 nor the Republicans in 1998 did anything as one-sided, secretive, and destructive as what Pelosi and Schiff have done. And you can go back and look at the record. You can read a terrific book by Congressman Jim Rogan called Catching the Flag. Those two terms, Democrat 73, Republican 98, were dramatically fairer than what Pelosi and Schiff are trying to do.
I mean, for one thing, the president has not had an attorney allowed to be part of this process, and that was the case in the prior impeachment processes. And also, the ranking members have very limited powers in the course of this resolution, and that is also very different in terms of the parity, as you say, in terms of the way they'll go through this process. They basically have to beg to get what they want. The ranking members, they don't just get it automatically. Right. They've got to go through a process. To get sort of equal time in this process. Let's switch over to the political side of this, because Nancy,
but let me just ask you one.
Yeah,
let me just say one other thing, Martha.
Yeah.
Well, because today it was reported that actually Chairman Schiff has been telling witnesses not to answer Republican questions.
Yeah.
This
He's
is crazy.
You don't have to answer
people
that.
Need to understand. This is totally crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's totally crazy too. But it's good. It's good to hear it from Newt Gingrich. But one thing that Newt Gingrich. Let's go to cut three real quick. See if we can squeeze this in. Newt Gingrich had some free advice, I guess, for Nancy Pelosi, saying that Pelosi is on the verge of political suicide. This again with Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel.
So let's talk about the politics here, because Nancy Pelosi was resistant for quite some time on impeachment. So why do you think now she is moving forward? What has changed for her? And do you think she's made a smart calculation as a politician?
Well, no. I think they're now trapped in a dead end that they can't get out of. Mm. I think that the Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell resolution served notice that they had to do something, or was literally dead on arrival in the Senate. I think the White House blocking them and refusing to do things until there was a vote moved them. But she has a real problem. And I said months ago, having been Speaker of the House, she can probably pass this resolution if she's suicidal. But she's going to kill their majority. I mean, if you're Congressman Peterson and you're in northern Minnesota and you're in a 30-point Trump district, voting yes on Thursday basically is the end of your career. And you can go through district after district. The numbers when you go out to individual districts, in Los Angeles and in New York, there's overwhelming support for this. But you go out into marginal districts held by Democrats that Trump either carried or came close, there's not support for this. And I think that she will destroy her majority.
I mean, we all know from, watching her and how she operates all these years, she's generally pragmatic. She's numbers oriented. She knows when she has the votes, when she doesn't have the votes. In this case, I think it's very interesting that she sort of wrested the project away from Jerry Nadler and gave it to Adam Schiff. Is she sort of setting him up here as the potential fall guy if it doesn't go their way?
No, I think Nadler failed so badly and his two public hearings were so embarrassingly bad that she had to do something just to sort of reclaim the momentum. But here's the core problem. This is a sore loser impeachment process. 70% of the people who favor impeachment favored it the morning after the election. The fact is, we've never in American history had this kind of process where people are saying, I'm against Trump as a person. I don't care if he did something or not. Impeach him anyway. And so she has a huge base of her party that absolutely insists that they move forward on impeachment. And people like AOC now probably have more emotional power in the conference than Nancy does. She's presiding over it, but I don't think she anymore has the capacity to lead it. I think their left is leading it, and they're leading it, I think, in a disastrous direction.
That's the Newtster, Newt Gingrich, on with Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel. This is, you know, when we're talking about free advice, one of the senators who will end up being a part of the jury if this thing does end up going to the Senate is Florida Senator Rick Scott, the former governor of that great state, and was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday on Fox News Channel. And, you know, we were talking about free advice. He had some pro bono advice for House Democrats. And in fact, let's go to cut five. This is Florida Senator and a member of the jury, okay, Rick Scott on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Be transparent. I mean, if the Democrats are absolutely, you know, convinced this president did the wrong thing, then what in the living daylights are they doing this behind closed doors for? Put it out in the public, say, boy, this guy did the wrong thing, and here's what we can do to prove it.
No, it's a fair argument. It's a fair argument, Senator. But if it comes to light, and this is where you do get disputed reports, mainly because it is behind closed doors, so we don't know for sure what's been said behind those closed doors. But if there was a delay in military payments due to Ukraine as this was being decided or potentially decided by Ukrainian authorities, with this being dangled over their heads, if they didn't participate, that delay might not come. Would that trouble you if that proves to be the case?
I am not going to get in conjecture. I want the facts. If he did something wrong, tell me exactly what he did wrong. What was the law?
Is that
and
wrong
give me
to
all
you,
the
Senator? Is that wrong to you? If aid was held up to a country waiting for participation or cooperation on this matter, would that bother you?
Neil, I read the transcript. That's not what I saw. And so everybody wants to talk about this telephone call. Well, there's a transcript. We can all read it. All this other stuff, the behind closed doors, I'm never going to comment on that because I want all the facts.
All right, so Republicans who might get a second chance at this, as this process is formalized, Senator, to question all the key players, including Mr. Vindman, would you say then that that is something you want to know unequivocally, that there was no, again,
absolutely,
quid pro quo, that there was no promise of aid delayed if there wasn't cooperation on the part of the government?
Yeah, I think we all would like to know exactly what happened. And if we do, then it'll be easy to make a decision whether there was high crimes and misdemeanors. Let's remember, that's what the standard is here. So let's do it. Let's get it all public. I can, you know, if it gets to the Senate, I will be a responsible juror. I'll listen to all the facts presented by both sides and make a decision. But this idea that the Democrats are the only ones that get put out the facts when the only person that's been transparent so far is President Trump is wrong. Be transparent. Let everybody ask questions. What are the Democrats trying to hide? They're killing their process. Why wouldn't you do it the right way?
Coming up on the show, that was Rick Scott, by the way, the junior senator from Florida. He will be a member of the jury if this thing does go through impeachment through the House. It will then go to the Senate, and one of the jurors will be Florida Senator Rick Scott. Coming up, Brett Hume is one of the smartest guys in Washington and was on with Tucker Carlson last night. What is the point of impeachment? We'll let Brett Hume tell you in his own words. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer.
Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
Okay, boys, let's rehearse. You start.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
My neck hurts.
Who cares?
No, you shut up.
Where am I?
5 seconds.
Well, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
You know, for years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. It is simply awesome. But the folks at Real Water have upped their game again. Now with Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. And now you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and that you want your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. It's that simple. Or just go to kevinwallradio.com, click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage, type in promotional code WALL, W-A-L-L. That's kevinwallradio.com, and try Real Water Concentrate for yourself. I mentioned Britt Hume was on with Tucker Carlson last night and got into an issue that maybe is something that the Democrats should be looking at. What is the point of going through the time and expense of impeachment? What is it all about? This was Britt Hume last night on Fox News Channel.
Well, if a president impeached, is a president to some extent tarnished?
Yes.
And embarrassed?
Yes.
So if they can't get him removed, they can at least touch him up a bit in the hope that that will contribute to his not being reelected.
Right. Think
that's clearly what's in play here. And, you know, the president clearly doesn't want this. He said as much publicly. He didn't
that's
want
right.
to impeach. Nobody, no president would want to be impeached. So this is something they have the power to do. The question is whether they can do so and at the same time protect Democrats in the House, whose districts were carried by Mr. Trump, from being damaged politically by the impeachment, which will not go down well in those districts, one presumes, and whether then they have any hope of getting his impeachment affirmed, that is to say, by a conviction in the Senate. Everybody says it's clear that the Senate will not do this. I think it's very unlikely the Senate would do this. After all, the president only there are 53 Republicans in the Senate. The president can lose 19 of them,
yes.
19, and still survive in office. So a lot of this is about trying to, A, protect those Democrats and still proceed with this impeachment inquiry, and about trying to win over some Republicans in the Senate. And, you know, a majority of them can go against him, and he still survives. So, I think the president is really in pretty good shape here. But think about this, Tucker. If you're a Republican in the Senate, and the impeachment article conforms to this conversation that's supposedly all about.
Yes.
It is, first of all, you have to kind of interpret it to conclude that he was demanding a quid pro quo, that is to say, he was going to withhold the aid unless and until the investigation was conducted. In the end, the aid was not withheld, and the investigation he supposedly was insisting upon was not undertaken. So it does leave you wondering whether, if you're a Republican senator, you're going to vote for a conviction of a man on that basis.
So what you're saying is, as a factual matter, as distinct from a matter of intent, nothing happened.
Right. I mean, this is another case. It reminds you a little bit of the Trump Tower meeting, the fabled Trump Tower meeting,
yeah.
in which Don Jr. expressed a desire and a willingness to receive dirt information from these Russian representatives who came to see him
right.
in Trump Tower. Nothing came of it. And it was considered to be kind of Exhibit A in the collusion case.
So he had impure thoughts, basically.
Well, he did, and he said when the possibility that he would receive such dirt was transmitted to him, he said, "I love it." Right. So that looks bad.
I've sent a lot of texts like that. Yes,
so the Mueller team investigates this for 2 years with all the investigative powers at the disposal of the federal government, and decided it didn't go anywhere, and that was the end of it. And so this in effect ended up not going anywhere.
Britt Hume on Fox News Channel last night with Tucker Carlson. I absolutely love him. I want to end the hour with this craziness from the People's Republic of California. Katie Hill, the disgraced former member of Congress. And I want you to listen to Jennifer Van Law. She is the managing editor of Red State. And it was her publication that actually broke the Katie Hill nude pictures. Listen to Jennifer Van Laar last night talking about this bizarre episode involving Katie Hill. Here we go.
Jennifer Van Laar was at the very center of this story, deputy managing editor at Red State, which broke the Hill story. She joins us. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming on. So first to the legal part, the congresswoman, I think, is threatening to sue you because you all ran some pictures, one of her naked combing her staffer's hair, brushing it, another, I think, where she's smoking a bong naked with an Iron Cross tattoo on her crotch. She says that you didn't have the right to run these. Do you expect that she'll sue you?
I hope not. We haven't received any kind of indication from attorneys that she would, and I don't have any other comment on that.
Uh-huh. So where do these pictures come from, by the way?
I'm not allowed to reveal my sources.
Yeah, not allowed. Well, I think from her statements, she appears to believe they come from her husband. So tell us why you think this was newsworthy. Why'd you run this story?
Well, the story was not the picture. The story was the multiple affairs, with one of her Capitol Hill staffers, one with a campaign staffer, that are illegal and unethical, depending on which one you're talking about. And the story was also campaign funds being used to facilitate these affairs and to possibly pay people off and keep them quiet. The story was binge drinking to making someone, a congresswoman, miss flights to and from Washington, D.C. There's a lot of other issues here that don't have anything to do with the photos, and they're being ignored.
Jennifer Van Laar with Tucker Carlson last night, they're the ones that printed the pictures. The nude photo of a sitting congressman, or now a former congressperson. Coming up, you know, if you listen to this program often, you know we talk a lot about health care. We try and answer as many questions as we can about it. We try and inform you about what lies ahead. We do know that the cost curve of health insurance is being bent down. It's not in a downward spiral yet, but it's looking good. In fact, it's looking really good. Coming up, direct from the White House, although he's here in Las Vegas, Joe Grogan, the White House Director of Domestic Policy Council, will be joining us. And we'll talk about what the administration is doing with health care, with drug prices, and a whole lot more. We'll be able to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Also, Megan Barth will join us. Randy Sutton, former Metro Police Lieutenant, founder of the Wounded Blue, will join us. What the city is trying to do on a number of fronts with the homeless, when it comes to immigration, illegal immigration. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.